on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. President Hichilema ascends 5 bills into law. Paramount Chief Mpezeni accorded official funeral. In global news, Israel continues deadly attacks after New Lebanon ceasefire. Welcome to the main news at 18 hours with me, Ruben Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has assented 5 bills into law. The ascended bills include the Education Amendment Bill, the National Pension Scheme Bill, the Public Service Pensions Bill, the Local Authorities Superannuation Bill, and the Pension Scheme Regulation Amendment Bill. Speaking when he signed the 5 bills into law at State House this afternoon, President Hichilema said government has moved education from a social sector to an economic sector. He said free education will not dilute the quality of education and urged parents to take their children back to school without excuse. The head of state said that with free education now in place in Zambia, nobody should go to State House to remove the right to free education from Zambian children. And President Hichilema said government reformed the pension system to accommodate and capture citizens who were not part of the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
So free education was a policy of this party from opposition for 23 years, consistent. And when we had the opportunity to occupy public office, we said this is it. Once we introduced it, we realized that someone may come after us and see things differently. So we said, let's embed it in the law so that every child of Zambia can have the opportunity we have, I have, she has, to go to school. That's the motivation. We build skills for the nation. We build skills for the nation. Not just for the individual child or family, but for the nation.
Meanwhile, Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETU's Deputy Secretary General, Christopher Simukonda, said the education bill guarantees education as a fundamental right and ensures that no child will be denied education on account of financial constraints.
The Education Amendment Bill in particular represents a landmark achievement by enriching free education by making free education into law. Zambia has taken a bold and progressive step towards guaranteeing education as a fundamental right rather than a privilege. This means that no child, I repeat, this means that no child will be denied access to education on account of financial constraints, meaning that children from Shangombo, Bubui, Shama, and every corner of the nation will have an opportunity to learn and grow and contribute greatly to Mother Zambia.
Meanwhile, Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU Deputy Secretary General Catherine Kantumoya, said the pension laws will promote dignity and decency among employees and retirees.
The Zambian workforce has cried for far too long, and the transformation being witnessed today is a serious game changer that will promote dignity and decency among employees and retired officers who have waited for too long to see this change.
Now, President Hakainde Hichilema has declared Tuesday, 9th June 2026, a day of national mourning in honor of late Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni people of Eastern Province. According to a statement issued by Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, The president has accorded the late traditional leader an official funeral in recognition of his 44 years on the throne and his enormous and valuable contributions to the leadership of the Abangoni royal establishment, the Ngoni people, and the nation at large in preserving unity, culture, and tradition. The late Paramount Chief died at the University Teaching Hospital in Lusaka on Saturday, 30th May 2026, after an illness, and the funeral gathering is being held at Ependukeni Palace in Chipata District. The Abangoni Royal Establishment has announced that Chief Mpezeni will be buried on Tuesday, 9th June 2026, at the Royal Resting Ground at Feni in Chipata. The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, says it is neither participating in nor endorsing the proposed national memorial activities being organized in honor of the late 60th Republican President Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu. CCZ General Secretary Reverend Canon James Piri explains that this position is informed by the fact that the late former president has not yet been laid to rest. In a statement, Reverend Piri said the Council's considered view is that the country's immediate priority should be to facilitate a dignified, honorable, and mutually agreeable resolution to the outstanding matters surrounding the burial of the former head of state. He noted that memorial activities are more appropriately held after burial has taken place, adding that the church mother body remains deeply concerned that nearly a year after the passing of the former president, the nation is yet to accord him a final resting place. Reverend Piri has since appealed to all parties involved to work towards a swift, amicable, and respectful resolution of the matter in the interest of the family, national unity, and the dignity of the office once held by the late president. He has also called on Christians across the country to remember the Lungu family in prayer tomorrow as the nation marks 1 year since his passing. A consortium of civil society organizations, CSOs, has raised concerns over political violence, harassment, and the suppression of opposition figures in the lead-up to the August 13 general elections. Speaking on behalf of the CSOs at a media briefing in Lusaka today, LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde has noted with concern that the country has witnessed a troubling pattern of organized violence, intimidation, and systematic harassment. Ms. Kasonde has described the trend as an assault on Zambia's democratic foundations and specifically condemned recent violent incidents involving opposition aspiring candidates, including Mr. Garin Kombo, Mr. Xavier Chungu, and Ms. Keti Nanyangwe. She said the violence experienced by these three aspiring candidates represents the politics of fear deployed against the politics of choice, noting that democracy demands that the contest for power be decided by voters and not by vigilantes or batons. Ms. Kasonde has also condemned the police for failing to protect the victims, urging law enforcement to investigate, arrest, and prosecute the perpetrators.
A political player who cannot win on the field of political argument, vision, public confidence, and who instead resorts to tripping, elbowing, and fouling opponents off the pitch is not a leader. They are dishonest and should take no pride in doing so. The violence experienced by Garin Kombo, Xavier Chungu, Keti Nyanyangwe and her supporters is the politics of fear deployed against the politics of choice. We reject it utterly. Zambia's democracy demands that the contest for power be declared by voters, not by vigilantes, by ballots, not by batons.
The consortium includes Caritas Zambia, Chapter One Foundation, Alliance for Community Action, ActionAid Zambia, LCK Freedom Foundation, NGOCC, Transparency International Zambia, Penos Institute Southern Africa, Bloggers of Zambia, and the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR. In global news, several people have been wounded in an Israeli drone attack on a vehicle after Israel and Lebanon officials agreed to halt the war during a series of meetings in Washington, D.C. Before the truce announcement, Hezbollah said it launched a salvo of